This morning, such love, unconditional,
such love,
patient and kind,
such love
that keeps no record of wrong,
such love,
love that pursues and never gives up, that always hopes.
Away in your victory.
Wanna
Oh, know, I just feel there are some who really, you know, need to sense the love of Jesus even more deeply. All right? And Paul, in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul makes it a prayer. You know, and he says in Ephesians 3 verse 17, he says the second part, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God." You know, the love of God is powerful. It's way beyond our comprehension. We can't even understand it. Okay, and that's why Paul is saying, "And I'm praying for you that you would be rooted and established in love and may have power together with all the saints to grasp." You know, we can't grasp the love of God. And sometimes this grasping needs to happen by the Spirit. It happens by the Word and the Spirit. Okay, so let's, you know, this morning, I want to pray for you. If you feel that you would like to have a deeper knowledge of the love of God, and you're saying, "Lord, I want you to touch me, Lord. I want to experience your love," you know, just would you like to come forward? You know, we'll just pray for you. As worship is going on, we'll just pray that God will touch you in your inner being by His Spirit, and you will grasp this love, and you would be assured in His love. Okay? So, is there anybody there who would like to have that? Just come in front. Come in front, yeah? Come. Yeah? And, yeah, just come. We'll get the ministry team, few people come forward, and we'll just pray, and we'll worship. Yeah? Great, Selena. Come. Yeah? Come. See? Just come. Yeah, just come. Come. Come, just line up. It's okay. We're doing what Paul is doing. He's saying, "I pray that you may grasp the love of God." And I feel there are people here who are saying, what is this love? I need to experience it in a deeper way. Okay? Great. Anybody else? We'd love to pray for you and pray that the Spirit will reveal Jesus to you as we come forward. Yeah? Just come. Well,
I just feel there are some who are crying out from inside. They want to be free from the addictions they have. And it's a deep cry. They said, "I can't be free. I want to leave, but I can't leave these addictions." And these addictions have become like a stronghold over your life. And you're trying to fill your life with this thing. But we sang the song, "The Deep, Deep Love of Jesus," which is stronger than anything, which will satisfy your inmost being. And this love of Jesus today can set you free and can give you peace like nobody else can give you. This world can't give peace. So Jesus wants to set you free today. If there's anybody, they can just stand where they are. Okay, and He wants to set you free today. Okay, and He has come to give you life and life in abundance. And the Lord rejoices over you with loud singing. Okay, He's merciful, He's kind, and He loves you.
Since last night I've been hearing this from God. I was waiting for the right time. God wants us to look at where we are actually looking for love. Where are we looking for love? Whatever, wherever it is, if it's the worldly ones, it is temporary. God is telling you it is temporary and it will just vanish one fine day. And God is inviting you to experience His love, which is everlasting, which is constant, which will never change. So this moment, if you're looking for love somewhere else, just drop that thought and come to Jesus right now and experience His love. He's inviting you right now.
Okay, so is anyone else who wants to just be filled with the love of Jesus? Please just come for prayer. Oh, you're deep, deep love. He's so good to me. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. Oh, I